Welcome to the Identity and Access Management Dev Room. Our next presenter is Daniel Treder, and he will be talking about Nubus. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. I'm Daniel Treder. I'm software architect at Univention. This is my first time at FOSDEM, and I'm enjoying it quite a much, maybe a bit too much. So when I practiced this yesterday, I noticed that I need way too long, and this is a dev room, so I guess you all want to see also some under the hood stuff, and so I'm going to try to skip over the corporate stuff. Just two words, Univention is a small company in Germany with developers from Spain, the States, and, well, Germany. And the IAM, it produces all open source. It's all Affero, GPL v3, and while it also works in small and medium businesses, it's mostly our target group is the public sector and the educational sector. Educational sector is very interesting for IAMs because you have these domains in schools, and then you have the school authorities, which is like a domain of domains, so like a forest or something. And then you have the states, the ministries that are domains, or well, there are like collections of school authorities. So you have like lots of levels, and at every level you have different authorization, but common authentication. And so it's very interesting context for IAMs. And yeah, our vision is digital sovereignty. And we think the IAM is like the foundation for that. If you don't control your identities, then you're missing like the foundation for your environment, because you don't, you cannot control what's going on. And so our founder is part of the Open Source Business Alliance and its European partner, APEL. So you find Nubus as an IAM at the core of other products. I mean, who needs an IAM? No end user ever wants to do anything with them. They're interested in the applications, right? And in most environments, you have already an IAM, like an Active Directory, Okta, and Entra, and how are they all called. And so an IAM needs to integrate with that. And also, it, of course, needs to integrate the applications, which are the actual value for the end users. And this is an example of how Nubus is, for example, deployed in OpenDesk. That's the office and collaboration suite of the German government that it's issuing to its officers. And there it integrates lots of applications with the upstream identity management systems, which already exists, of course. And you find Nubus in two variants. One, where it was originally developed for, is a VM-based distribution. Well, actually, it's a Debian-based distribution. It really is Debian under the hood, plus lots of custom packages. And just a few years ago, we started ripping out all the core parts of Nubus and putting them into containers and splitting them up into more containers and so on, until it is a cloud software, you would call it. So you install it in from a DVD or ISO image, whatever, in your virtual machine or on bare metal, and you get like a turnkey solution that scales well until, I don't know, 100,000 users maybe on a few servers, right? 20 servers or something. And or you install it via Helm with one command into Kubernetes, and then it's meant to scale upwards. Or actually, you can also use it downwards. It's it runs on my notebook, so it's needs more or less the same memory. Like I said, we're targeting so medium-sized organizations, so 100,000 to a million users, and works with more or less two. Nubus is split up into functional components. you get the identity provider, which is Keycloak, the portal which tells each user what applications they have access to, self-service so you don't bother the help desk and so on. Directory manager is the API to access the data in the LDAP, which is called identity store here. And an authorization service that's new is it's a REST API where you can add rules and conditions and combine those to create roles and permission sets, which you can then use to authorize access to attributes or objects or actions, depends on your application, so an application needs to use that. And in the back end of that works Open Policy Agent, the great software that, and the rules are generated from that API into the OPA. And then there's the provisioning service, which generates events for changes in the backend, so in the LDAP, so that you can, here, where was that? So that like OpenExchange can be provisioned, can provision its users and groups from changes in the LDAP. Okay, so this is basically what Nubis offers, a way to get identities into the identity store, encode them, validate them, store them, and all of that. And then to issue events to your third-party applications, and well, that's all that IAM usually does, plus single sign-on, obviously. And okay, so this is like the data flow that you usually have. You don't have only interactive adding of users, obviously you have upstream systems or import processes where data gets into your IAM and you have authentication, authorization there and everything, and then somehow that data gets sent out, filtered. Obviously you don't need to send the birthday to get in to provision a mail account, for example, and so on to the applications. And so if you're a developer, for example, and you want to your software to be accessible or no, usable by users that have been created in Okta or Microsoft Entra or on Active Directory or whatever, then you don't want to usually connect to all of those IAMs yourself. And it, what you can use here is that you connect to the OpenID, well, that you authorize using OpenID Connect with Keycloak, and that you connect to the event API that tells you when there is a change in the LDAP directory. And so you work only with REST APIs. It's, I think, very comfortable for developers.